Many people are wondering what is behind the rioting and the looting. KYW's Kimberly Adams spoke with a few people and found opinions run the gamut.
The death of George Floyd was the breaking point for 37-year-old North Philadelphia IT engineer Perrin Lindsay. Working from home and seeing the protest and looting that followed is the result, he believes, of a broken criminal justice system.
This is the result of what happens when you treat people like second-class citizens and expect them to just be okay with it.
Lindsay adds mistrust, frustrations, and anger. That's what's fueling the looting.
We use the looting as a way to not even address the topic of police brutality, because that's the issue.
For Center City's Lisa Zokes, who's taken part in several nonviolent protests in the past.
What started out as a peaceful protest for the right cause ended up becoming negative.
It's a recipe for disaster, adds Zooks.
I mean, it's a double-edged sword for the police. They have to do what's right by getting folks to abide the law, and you don't want them to use extreme force, and you don't want them to profile on any level.
Kimberly Adams, KYW News Radio.